A manhunt continues in Chicago for three men who are wanted for a bank robbery there earlier in the week. They shot a teller, and the teller died. Bank robberies, violent or otherwise, happen nearly every day in America, and we turn now to a man here in our studio who's been working to stop them over the last 30 years. Good morning, Bill Rader.
Good morning to you.
So you've worked here in Los Angeles for the FBI running bank robbery cases.
Yes, until retirement in 1999.
This robbery may have been the most violent, but it was Chicago's 94th bank robbery so far this year. Does that number surprise you?
Not at all. In fact, Chicago traditionally has had low numbers of robberies compared with other major cities. Los Angeles, of course, the area where I worked for so many years, is the bank robbery capital of the world and has been since 1978.
So maybe people don't think that much about bank robberies anymore. I mean, these sort of robberies, though, that do make news like this, they do give you the sense of it's not just history, Bonnie and Clyde sort of stuff.
No, the beat has continued since the 1930s. In 2006, there were 6,950 robberies. And that averages to about 25 robberies every working day throughout the United States.
We did a little quick research and found there were reports of heists in 10 cities last week around the country. Springdale, Arkansas, Anderson, South Carolina, you know, small towns. What are we to make of these robberies that happen nearly every day? Seems like everywhere in America.
Well, there's certainly nothing unusual about this. It's interesting you should bring up the small town, because there are more bank robberies in small towns, rural areas, and suburban areas. Bandits count on the fact that small town financial institutions generally present softer targets. They don't rely as heavily on security devices. There may be a very small staff of law enforcement. And as a result, these numbers have jumped substantially over the past 5 years.
Overall, do the robbers get caught?
Well, overall, yes. That's because there are so many technological advantages that we have in a bank robbery investigation. Perhaps surveillance camera photographs, a dye pack if it's given out. It's an exploding pack of bills which emits tear gas and indelible ink. Bank robbery itself, by its nature, is committed during the course of daylight hours. It's indoors. There are usually multiple witnesses. All of these things tend to lend itself to situations which are more easily solvable than a street crime where there may be just one witness and that's the victim.
Just finally, is there something even somewhat more intangible than that, a desire on the part of police forces and FBI to catch bank robbers?
Well, there's a certain aura or cachet about bank robbery that's historic. We put some real effort into this, particularly early on, the Hoover years, because the whole bank robbery solution scenario was one that made the Bureau what it is. It made the Bureau a national name. The FBI was really helped by the reputation of solving interstate gangs involving the Dillingers and Ma Barker and Bonnie and Clyde.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bill Rader is a former FBI agent in charge of bank robberies here in Los Angeles, and he's also the author of the book, Where the Money Is.